Inevitable abortion by All Star Medics. Definition: inevitable abortion occurs when the cervix is dilated and expulsion of products of conception is imminent, making continuation of the pregnancy impossible, though all products of conception are still in the uterus. It represents a progressive miscarriage that will inevitably result in pregnancy loss. Etiology slash risk factors. Chromosomal abnormalities of the embryo. Uterine anomalies, such as septate or bicornuate uterus. Infection. Bacterial vaginosis. Chlamydia. Maternal chronic conditions. Diabetes. Thyroid disorders. Trauma or excessive uterine activity. Lifestyle factors. Smoking, alcohol, substance use. Signs and symptoms. Vaginal bleeding. Moderate to severe, often with clots. Pain. Severe lower abdominal cramps. Continuous uterine contractions. Cervical status. Dilated, indicating imminent expulsion. Membrane status. May be ruptured with draining amniotic fluid or intact. Fundal height. May correspond with gestational age. Other. Evidence of uterine contractions. Anxiety and distress in the patient. Investigations. Full blood counts, FBC. Assess for anemia from blood loss. Blood group and cross match. Prepare for possible transfusion if bleeding is significant. Ultrasound, optional. Confirm gestational age, detect retained products, and assess fetal viability. Management. Immediate measures. Apply ABCD principles. Airway, breathing, circulation, dehydration. Establish IV access and begin fluid resuscitation. IV Ringer's lactate, RL, or normal saline, NS, 2 liters, augmentation, if membranes are ruptured. Administer oxytocin 20 IU in 500 milliliters of RL/NS at 40 to 60 drops per minute. Monitor for adequate uterine contractions. Post-expulsion management. Complete abortion. All products of conception expelled. Observe for ongoing bleeding. Incomplete abortion. Retained products require manual vacuum aspiration, MVA, or surgical evacuation. Medical management may be used if appropriate, such as misosterol. Referral criteria. Persistent bleeding despite augmentation. Unavailable MVA or medical abortion services. Need for higher level care or surgical intervention. Supportive measures. Pain management, paracetamol 1 gram, PO 4 to 6 hourly, ibuprofen 400 milligrams, PO 8 hourly, emotional support and counseling, explain the inevitability of the abortion, provide grief counseling if needed, post-abortion care, contraceptive counseling and initiation. Anti-D immunoglobulin for Rh negative non-sensitized women. less than 12 weeks, 50 micrograms IM. Greater than 12 weeks, 100 micrograms IM. Complications to monitor: hemorrhage, infection / septic abortion, retained products of conception, psychological distress. Summary / key points: inevitable abortion equals dilated cervix plus products of conception in situ plus imminent expulsion. Moderate / severe bleeding and severe cramps are classic features. Immediate resuscitation, ABCD, fluids, blood, is critical in heavy bleeding. Oxytocin is used to augment uterine contractions if membranes are ruptured. Post-abortion management depends on whether the abortion is complete or incomplete. Referral is required if resources are unavailable or complications persist.